Now he says here in verse 18, for he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of man. Now, he's not trying to say that there's not going to be a literal kingdom on this earth. The Lord Jesus said, I'll not drink of the fruit of the vine till I drink it with you in the kingdom. There will be a literal kingdom on this earth. But he's talking about this spiritual realm that you enter today by the new birth, you see. And these are the things for the one serving Christ. In this, he's well-pleasing to God, and he's approved of man. Now, it doesn't mean that men are going to get in the cheering section and applaud you and give 15 for you because you're a believer. They may even persecute you. But underneath, men do approve a genuine believer, and they despise and reject that which is hypocritical and phony today. This is a great principle of conduct. The walk and talk of the believer should please God and meet the approval of the conscience of man. Now he says in verse 19, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. He intends to give the believer an exhortation here, and it's a twofold exhortation. To pursue peace here means to press toward the mark. The believer is to make a definite effort to avoid the use of food or any physical thing which offends a brother. This, by the way, is the negative aspect of the exhortation that he's been giving. We should press toward the mark of spiritual values, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. These are the things that build us up and do not destroy us, you see. It's impossible for a child of God to grow today, so we're going to see apart from the Word of God. Now, verse 20 says, for meat destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for the man who eateth with offense. On account of food, do not tear down the work of God. Now, the believer has the liberty to eat meat or abstain from it. Meat doesn't commend us to God, but for the sake of the physical, do not tear down the work of God in the heart of some weak believer. Don't do something that would absolutely wreck his own life. We need to recognize the old bromide is accurate. One man's porridge is another man's poison. And Esau, for instance, he had no regard for God and the birthright, and he was willing to exchange it for a bowl of soup. Don't sell your birthright just to satisfy your appetite. Now, verse 21, it's good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. And he returns to this issue, eating and drinking. And I think probably in this we do offend some folks.